Welcome to this special episode of Worship on the Way to Work. We are starting a new series of four episodes focusing on four different sorts of workers: carers, shapers, facilitators, and creators. Chris Donald from St. Matt's Anglican Church in West Pennant Hills, Sydney, came up with these descriptors and prayers, and we're very grateful that he agreed to us using them. Today, we want to honour carers, anyone with a caring aspect to their work, paid or unpaid. My name's Cara.
And my name is Stephen. And we are here to encourage you and pray for you. Let's begin with Psalm 55, verses 16 to 19, and then verse 22. As for me, I call to God, and the Lord saves me. Evening and morning and noon, I cry out in distress, and he hears my voice. He rescues me unharmed from the battle waged against me, even though many oppose me. God, who is enthroned from of old, who does not change, he will hear them and humble them, because they have no fear of God. Cast your cares on the Lord, and he will sustain you. He will never let the righteous be shaken.
Caring is part of a few of my roles, definitely as a mother, even though my children are grown up. I care for my aging parents as well. In my work as a lecturer, caring opens up opportunities for deeper learning among my students. Students know if the teacher doesn't care for them, and it does affect their learning. I need to both care for and be tough with those I mentor and coach, depending on what they need to flourish. And as a writer and a speaker, I need to demonstrate care and empathy, or my audience will not read me or will not listen to me. I guess you're a professional carer as a pastor, Stephen.
I think I am, thanks, Cara. My pastoral calling at its heart is the call to care for people. When people who have no experience of church ask me what I do and I tell them that I'm a pastor, I inevitably get the follow-up question, okay, well, what does a pastor do? My more dramatic, if you will, attention-grabbing response is to tell them that my job is to hang out with people as they're having the worst day of their life. Some days can be like that, but the truth is being a pastor, being, I think, a carer all round, is about being present with people. When life gets hard, when there are no clear answers, when our confusion is at its highest and we feel the most amount of pressure, that's when we need people who can be with us, remind us that we are not alone, and walk with us through the journey of life.
Our Bible reading for you is Colossians chapter 3, verses 12 to 17, Paul's message to the Colossian church about how they should care. Hear the word of the Lord. Therefore, as God's chosen people, holy and dearly loved, clothe yourselves with compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience. Bear with each other and forgive one another if any of you has a grievance against someone. Forgive as the Lord forgave you. And over all these virtues, put on love, which binds them all together in perfect unity. Let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts, since as members of one body, you were called to peace. And be thankful. Let the message of Christ dwell among you richly as you teach and admonish one another with all wisdom through psalms, hymns, and songs from the Spirit, singing to God with gratitude in your hearts. And whatever you do, whether in word or deed, do it all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through him.
It's our privilege today to give this message for those of you who are carers. You help us as individuals and as a society to flourish by caring for our physical and for our mental well-being. You might be maybe a primary carer to someone, or a social worker, a doctor, a nurse, midwife, physiotherapist, chiropractor, dentist, occupational therapist, counselor, psychologist, work in aged care, or as a firefighter. Caring for others may be a significant part of your role, or it may be a smaller part of your role, but is an important component of your work. And for Christians, it can sometimes be the way that we can stand out in any workplace. In caring for others, we are imaging the God who cares for us. As Psalm 55 tells us, God hears us and saves us. God invites us to cast our cares on him, and he will sustain us. Carers take on the cares of others. As our Colossian reading said, the best carers show compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience. Those qualities can be difficult to feel or even to display, particularly when we are under pressure or do not feel valued. The secret for Christians is the last verse that was read. For whatever you do, whether in word or deed, do it all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through him. We are ultimately working for the Lord, caring in his name, grateful for the care he has shown us.
Let's come to God in prayer. Wherever you are in this moment, quiet your mind and focus your heart, and let's pray. Think about any carers you know in the workplace, or who you have come across. We would love to pray for them now. Dear God, thank you for those who care for others in the roles that we have mentioned. Thank you that they are made in the image of a God who cares. Thank you for the ways they make us feel appreciated, safe, and loved. Thanks for the way they listen and empathize and ensure we feel seen and heard. Thank you that they sustain us the way that you sustain them and us. Thank you for the ways they display compassion and kindness, humility and gentleness and patience. May they know your pleasure as they care for others. Amen.
Now think about all the ways that God the Father, Jesus and the Holy Spirit show care for us, from the first moments of loving, careful creation, to Jesus' selfless death on the cross, to the Holy Spirit advocating on our behalf. God of all compassion, God of mercy, God of healing, we thank you, we sincerely thank you that you have given us life and that you care about our lives. You care about our well-being, physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual. You care about it all. And we thank you that you have blessed us with people in our society and in our churches who share your heart, who share your desire to care for others. We pray for them that you would protect them from discouragement and from stress. We pray that you would give them energy, not just physical but emotional energy too, to continue to be invested in the people under their care. We pray that they would delight in the knowledge that you love them, and that when they do their job, they are able to emulate you and serve you. In the name of the great physician, Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. How can you show care in your work today? Why don't you text a message to someone who is down, or sit down for a chat with a work colleague and really listen to them? Or maybe offer to help someone with a difficult task or take someone to lunch. Kindness is so simple and so appreciated, and it tends to multiply.
Now for the benediction. As you enter your working day, may the light and the life of God's Spirit dwell richly with you. May He guide you through this day. May you know that He is near, and may you know God's peace. And remember, Psalm 55 says, "Cast your cares on the Lord, and He will sustain you. He will never let the righteous be shaken."